प्रचारिणीम् निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो वी वेलकम एवरीवन फॉर टुडेज प्रेरणा फेस्टिवल द 153rd प्रेरणा फेस्टिवल ऑफ इंस्पिरेशन एंड जॉय एंड I want to thank Priya Chaitanya Prabhu for coordinating this prerna. This happens to be his debut coordination. And the topic also was selected by him. The topic, as you all know, seeker within and achiever without. So before I begin my seminar, I would first give an introduction of what the topic is all about. Because when he gave the topic, I was also thinking what this means, you know, seeker within and achiever without. So we'll spend some time on the introduction part. And then we'll speak on how to achieve or how to be an achiever and how to be a seeker. And in the end, we will try to harmonize how we can be an achiever as well as a seeker. So topic is very quite intriguing, that seeker within and achiever without. Actually, it comes from a very ancient phrase from a Chinese philosopher. This ancient phrase is termed as sage within, king without. So we decided sage within and king without will not able to relate with the young crowd so much. So we just modernized the whole term, achiever and seeker. But the root is this phrase. Sage within and king without. And it all speaks about art of balancing our life. How to balance our inner life and our outer life. Let me clarify this topic with an example. Once there was a student, a young boy, and he did not like maths, like every young boy doesn't like. So, his parents were really hard teaching him mathematics. He would flunk every time mathematics. And they were trying their best, but somehow they did not work. So finally, an expert mathematics teacher came. And this teacher took the challenge, that I will teach your dabbu child mathematics. That's my challenge. So the parents said, all the best. So child was called, and the teacher asked the question, you know, not mathematical question, very simple. My dear child, which fruit do you like? And the child said, wow, that's a very simple question, you know. I thought she will ask some difficult question. Oh, I like mango. You like mango, okay. So my dear friend, if you have two mangoes, if you have two mangoes and you give one mango to your friend, how many mango will remain? So teacher thought, you know, it's a wonderful way of asking a question, mathematics question, you know, 2 minus 1 is 1. So child saw the teacher and said, 2. So the teacher thought maybe he has not heard the question, you know. So again repeated, you know, my dear child, your favorite mango, you know, you have two of them. And if you give one mango to your friend, how many mangoes will remain with you? The child said, 2. Again the teacher repeated the same thing. 2, 1, how many remains? 2. So the teacher got frustrated. The teacher said, how did you get the answer 2? And child said, I like mangoes. Why will I give a mango to my friend? The teacher understood. It's a mathematics problem. Kuch aur problem deep hai, na? So here the teacher was an achiever. But the child was not a seeker, a cheater. The child had an inherent problem. Problem was not mathematics. Problem was quite deep inside. Problem the character was problem. Dene ka bhasha ke wo sikha hi nahi tha usne. Let me take another example of a mathematics teacher. Now a different example. Now we'll come to the point. So the first example was achiever and cheater. Let's see an example of achiever and seeker. Same, there's one child in a family. The child was not able to learn mathematics properly. So an expert teacher came and took the challenge. The same question, which fruit do you like, my dear child? And the child said, mango. Wow. So the teacher asked the question, my dear child, if one mango costs 10 rupees, how many mangoes you can buy in 50 rupees? How many mangoes you can buy in 50 rupees? Such a simple question, mathematics in terms of a daily activity, selling and buying. And a child remained silent. Did not answer only. Teacher thought, let me ask another question. Same question in a different way. देखो वो मैंगो जो है ना मैंगो जो तुझे पसंद है बहुत वो मार्केट में तू गया तो एक मैंगो 10 रुपए में मिल रहा है और 50 रुपए तेरे पास है कितना मैंगो तू लेगा. चाइल्ड वाज साइलेंट. द टीचर गॉट फ्रस्ट्रेटेड एंड द टीचर सेड व्हाई आर यू नॉट आंसरिंग सच अ सिंपल क्वेश्चन व्हाट इज द प्रॉब्लम. एंड चाइल्ड सेड फर्स्ट टेल मी वेदर मैंगो इज राइप और अनराइप. And then I will buy. So this example is quite unique because here there was a teacher who was very logical, right? Simple. Ek aam 10 rupaye ka hai. 50 rupaye kitna aam hoga? 5 aam hoga. Logic hai na? But the child here was very intelligent. Not just logical. He was very emotion filled. He was thinking, market mein jaake agar mango malum, agar if mango is not ripe, what is the use of buying that mango, 50 rupees ka mango? It is of no use. So first you tell me whether mango was ripe or unripe, then I'll buy. So here we see logic and there is emotion. Now who is right in this? Is teacher right or the child right? Both are right. How can both be right? Yes, both. In your textbook, when you write an exam, you know, in an exam, there cannot be two right. But in life, there can be two rights. So there's a difference. Life and exam paper are different. There can be two rights in life, but in answer sheet, only one right. So here, both are right, but both have to be balanced. There is a harmony required. Logic is important in our life. As well as emotions and feelings are important. Only emotions, only logic doesn't make sense. So therefore, let me elaborate on this more so that you can understand and grasp the subject matter first. If I ask you what is important, quality or quantity? Quality. Quantity is not important. Both are important. Or quantity is important, quality is not important. Okay, let me give an example to you. You are now attending Prerna Festival and soon you will go down to take prasadam, right? So in prasad today I inquired, there is biryani, there is raita, there is pakoda and there is halwa, okay? We have to thank Deen Gopal Prabhu who is sitting there. He cooked all the prasad for all of you. Haribo! So now let's see, you are having a plate in your hand, okay, and you are on the counter. and then you move on. You get biryani enough, you get raita enough, you get pakoda also enough. Then you come on the counter of halwa, shira. And then what happens? You know, the regular spoon is a big spoon, you know, like this. But today, let's say, there is teaspoon, you know. And he says, Prabhuji, quality halwa, yeah? As much charanamrit you take, you know, that much they give halwa also to you. What will happen? So, Prabhuji, ye quality, organic, ghee, with, you know, indigenous cow breed, uska ghee hai, isme dry fruit hai, sab usse bana hai, quality hai halwa. Haan, aap khaiye, aur one teaspoon dalenge. To kya bolenge aap? Prabhuji, isse cha do hi mat. Because we eat little, what will happen? It will increase the hunger. Oh my God, it's such a tasty, you know. And they only give so much. So what is important? Quality is important? Or what important? I'll give another example of quantity now. Many years back, we had a big program in our temple. And it was not Din Gopal Prabhu, some other devotee. So one devotee was cooking. So he was told, Prabhuji, halwa banane ka hai aapko, 200 logo ka. To wo thoda busy tha. To usne kya suna? 100 logo ka. 100 logo ka halwa banane. So you know how to make shira, you know. Shira, you have to take the semolina rava, and then you have to fry. Then after that, put water, and then sugar and all those things. And finally, halwa is ready. So he made halwa for 100 people. And the devotee came and said, Prabhuji, banaya halwa, kitna banaya? Are you itna kam? Ito aadha banaya, kitne log ke liye banaya? Oh, I made for 100. But I told you 200. Are you prasadam is going to start, 200 people are going to wait, are standing in line now, what to do? 100 loga prasad banaya apne. Don't worry, ho jayega. 200 ho jayega. And then it just took that empty, this whole barrel of rava, kacha rava, you know. Generally, rava mein kya hota hai? Halwa mein pehle fry karna padta hai na. Usne woh rava liya aur pura us halwe mein dal ke ghuma liya. Kitna ho gaya? 200 logo ka halwa ban gaya. To usne isne halwa khaya, bola are kuch to bhi to lag raha hai yaar, kya hai? Woh kachcha rava tha. So this is called as quantity but no quality. So what do you think? Quality hona chahiye aur quantity bhi hona chahiye na, tab aanand aayega na. If someone gives you halwa, very nice, superb halwa, but enough, jitna chahiye Prabhu, lijiye aapke liye. To ab kya bolenge? ISKCON wale acche log hain. So therefore, quantity is important, but quality is also important. And quality is important as well as quantity is important. So I'll take you back to from mangoes and halwa, back to the topic. So, achiever and a seeker. Achiever means action, right? Achieve karna hai to action hoga na. And seeker means reflection. Person always reflects in his life. Now, if there is only reflection and no action, what will happen? It will be lethargy, boredom. A wrong example for society. Yeah? See, reflect kar raha hai, bas sochte rehta hai aadmi, kuch kaam karta nahi hai. On the other hand, if there is full of action but no reflection, what happens? Wrong legacy. Reflection is called as chintan, right? Chintan. But if action is there without reflection, that chintan becomes chinta. People who are always full of action are always the one who are also in chinta, in anxiety. Why? Because there is no reflection. So therefore, action and reflection both are important. You must have heard about the name Steve Jobs, right? So Steve Jobs came to India, stayed for some time, and he learned something amazing from India. So Steve Jobs writes in his personal diary that, I stayed in India for a few days, and I learned something sensational in India. I learned the concept of gut feeling. I'm thinking, what is gut feeling? This is American way of using the word, gut feeling. So I saw the dictionary. Gut feeling means emotions, intuition. That's called gut feeling. I learned from India the concept of intuition. And then because I was born and brought up in West America, where systems are always parlance, amazing. So what I did was, when I opened my business of Apple, I bought both the concepts together. The concept of good system, as well as not the system, but the person who is going to use system, what is his feeling will be, what his choice will be. And then he began the Apple. So just imagine, such a brilliant guy, he got this company from zero to such a huge level, because he was working on two levels, not just one level. Not a system, but also intuition, gut feeling. Srila Prabhupada also said the same thing before. He said, West is good, East is good, but alone it is bad. Combination is amazing. When West, the technology of West comes with spirituality of East, and they come together, then there is revolution. There is revolution. And Prabhupada gave example of blind man and lame man. A lame man cannot walk because he's lame. A blind man can walk, but doesn't know where to walk, which direction to walk. But if a blind man puts a lame man on his shoulder, what will happen? Lame man can walk and blind man can see, right? So Prabhupada said there has to be a blend. So India is, in one way we can call India as lame man. Of course, now it's not no more lame. India is progressing also. But still, India has a lot of time to progress. It cannot match. It will take years to match what Japan or America is going to do. But still, India, the best technology which India can ever give, is not software, is not microcomputers. The best technology India can give is spiritual technology, which the world doesn't have. They don't have technology. India can offer that. So when East meets West, there is harmony. What happens? Then there is spiritual, or there's a great revolution. And this is essentially what Krishna has spoken in the Bhagavad Gita. He called the harmony as yoga. The word yoga is a well-known word in today's world. In one sense, everyone talks, when you talk of yoga, what happens? People think about exercise, Tadasana, Trikonasana, Paschimottanasana. But yoga is not just exercise. The real terminology yoga in Bhagavad Gita as per Krishna is unite. Okay, unite. Unite with what? Connect the self with super soul. That's called yoga. Yoga is also called as bridging the gap between two different entities, two different concepts, bridging the gap. That's called yoga. And yoga is also called the art of balancing. Therefore, in yoga, when you do very difficult asanas, like for example, you're standing on one leg and the other leg is folded, what happens? They tell you to close your eyes also. Why? Because mental balance, so the physical balance automatically goes. If your eyes are open and you see everywhere, you will want to shake and immediately you're going to fall down. So we are going to very difficult asana, first mental balance. First mental balance, automatically physical balance will come. So there were physical and mental, there should be balance. That's called yoga. And Krishna speaks to Arjuna, the key formula for success in his life. You want to hear that formula? This is Bhagavad Gita 8.7. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmara yudhyacha. So Krishna is telling Arjuna, yudhyacha, fight. But how? Mam anusmara. Mam anusmara means think of me or reflect on my teachings. So he has to fight, which is always fighting since long, long years. But now this time he should fight with reflective thinking of what he heard in the Bhagavad Gita. So that's called harmony. Mam anusmar, mere bare mein socho, aur yudhyacha, yudha karo. So Arjuna was a kshatriya. What was his duty as kshatriya? To fight. He had fought before also, killed so many people also. Now also he was going to fight. Same thing again, and the same thing again in future he will do. The difference was, previously he fought, but not anusmara. But now, on this battle, there was fighting with anusmara, thinking about the Lord and His teachings. And therefore we find this amazing thing of Bhagavad Gita and Mahabharat inseparable. Right? Mahabharat, sunte ho kya aata tha? Fighting. Pandav aur Kauravon mein yuddha. Wohi Mahabharat mein Bhagavad Gita bhi hai. Bhagavad Gita yani divine teachings. So divine teachings and fighting. Wow. Divine teachings and fighting, how can they come together? Yeah, it's possible. Someone can fight, be violent, yet can be connected to divine. That's the secret of Bhagavad Gita. That's what Krishna taught him, taught Arjuna about. So this is something about understanding of the harmony between seeker and achiever. Now, I was hearing a lecture by His Grace Govind Prabhu. He was speaking on this particular topic of sage within and king without. And he mentioned a very nice point, which I noted down, that there's a thin line always in our life to understand difficult concepts. So he mentioned that there's a thin line between understanding of greed and opportunity. How do you understand whether we are going for opportunity or we are greedy? A thin line separating that. The thin line between patience and laziness. There is a thin line between determination and stubbornness. There is a thin line between loyalty and fanaticism. There is a thin line between focus and narrow-mindedness. Therefore, one need to know how to make that harmony or balance in one's life. So, a seeker can't remain successful without being an achiever. An achiever can't achieve much without being a seeker. Samjha kya na? Seeker cannot be successful without being an achiever. An achiever cannot be successful without being seeker. I'll give you an example to you. An achiever cannot be successful without being seeker. There was an army commander, general, okay? And he always commanded respect for him. So he would train the young guys who just joined the army. And he would say, run. And they would run. And if no one runs, he would beat the cane on their body, you know. Run, you have to run. As soon as I say, you should run. Until I say, don't, until I say, stop, keep running. Another problem. So the whole batch, you know, they heard a pep talk from the army general. And he said, run. So they all ran. 3 rounds, almost like a big round of the whole playground. 3 kilometers they ran. They came back. And they said, stop. And the army general said, any questions? And one person lifted his hand. Questions? Run for 3 rounds again. So he made himself stupid, you know, he was thinking that someone asking question, how can you ask question to me? Bol diya, bas, poochne ka nahi kuch. So everyone, whenever they would see this army general, na, they would always salam. Every time, 3-10 baar aaya tu, darte the sab log, bada commanding respect. So one time this whole battalion had a very big conference on the army building, 10th floor of the army building. और नवे माले में आग लग गया, नवे माले में आग लग गया, 9th floor में फायर, अभी 9th floor में फायर, तो व्हाट कैन यू डू, यू नो, सो इमीडिएटली पीपल वर डाउन, अरे क्या करेंगे, तो दे ऑल बॉट द नेट टुगेदर, यू नो, एंड दे ओपन द नेट, सेड जंप, प्लीज जंप फ्रॉम टॉप, एंड द कमांडर सेड, आई एम योर कमांडर, आई विल जंप द लास्ट, यू जंप, सो ऑल द बटालियंस स्टार्ट जंपिंग, एंड दे ऑल कॉट इन द नेट. And the battalion said, now commander is going to jump. We'll hold the net, you know. We are his subordinates. So they all hold the net. And the commander said, I'm jumping. And the commander then jumped. As soon as commander came close by from jumping area, immediately they remember, commander ko dekhe kya karna chahiye? Salam karna chahiye. So they did salam. And the net was released. So he was an achiever, but he didn't have emotions, no feelings. As a result, what happened? Success is not much worth. Let me take the other example. Seeker. A seeker cannot be successful without being an achiever. He has to. long time ago in Mumbai, there was one sadhu, very famous sadhu, you know. He decided to go for a fast. He was like, you know, this world is maya. I don't want anything from this world. I am a very austere person. I don't even care for anything. He would only eat khichdi, nothing else. And he would speak very less. Nothing to do with the world. I'll stay in this world completely aloof, disconnected. He decided to go for a fast. Only drink water, no food. He achieved 180 days of fasting. How many months then 180 days are? 6 months he only drank water. And there was sensation. Everyone came to know and they were talking about this sadhu. Sadhu, maloom hai kya aapko? Haan, inhone 6 mahine tak pani piya, bas kuch nahi kiya. And the newspaper also got sensationalized, you know, this sadhu is there in Mumbai, only fasting from, only water, nothing else. So finally after 6 months, he decided to break his fast. So he decided to break his fast with his khichdi, right? Now, amongst his followers, there was a competition. Maharaj ji ko khichdi khilana hai, mai khilaunga. Nahi, mai khilaunga. Arre, mai bana ke khilaunga. Arre, mere ghar se aayega. Many of his followers are very, very rich people. So there was a competition and they said, okay, let's have auction. Who will make khichdi best on whatever they can quote? And finally, the khichdi was made by a person who paid 25 crore rupees. Anyways, 25 crore rupees was used by the institution for good charitable work. But the point I am saying is, person want to be aloof, but could not be aloof. His own fasting costed 25 crores for someone. So therefore, seeker and achiever, both are complement. They are not aloof, they are together. One has to be both seeker and achiever in life. So this was my introduction. Okay, so now we begin the seminar now. How to be seeker within and achiever without. So let's talk something about now achiever. And then we'll speak about seeker. So achiever means winning the outer battle of life. And seeker means winning the inner battle of life. In this world, we are constantly fighting wars, right? We may hear about nations fighting war. But actually, it's not just nations. People are also constantly fighting war. Not physically. There's so much of competition, is it not? It's a war. There's a war in school, there is a war in college, there is a war in the office. Different kinds of war, you know, not with lakdi and bhala and all those things, but different competition war. This world is made in such a way, designed in such a way, there will be always competition. And a competition will be always very, very difficult competition. A competition where job is less, application is more. Where food is less, hungry people are more. Right? The world is made like that. So before we actually achieve something in this world, we need to know what this world is all about. Because unless we know the world, we cannot achieve anything here. We need to know the platform on which we are working, right? If we do not know the platform on which we are working, how will we be successful in the platform? Like one time one man went to a hotel. And the waiter came and said, "Saab kya khayenge?" So he said, "Aapke mujhe jyada khana nahi, sabji aur roti khana hai." Theek hai. "Roti mein kya khayenge?" "Naan khayenge, rumali naan, ye sab alag alag." "Haan theek hai, sirf naan dena, acha." "Aur sabji mein kya khayenge?" "Sabji mein kya hai? Aapke hotel ka speciality kya hai?" "What is the speciality of your hotel?" Said, "The special sabji of our hotel is Bhopla kismis sabji." "Bhopla kismis sabji." "Pahli baar suna bhopla kismis sabji." And I was thinking, kismis I like so much. No? Wow, maya aega chalo. "Haan, theek hai, chalo. Bhopla kismis sabji leke aao." Sabji came and he used his jaan to eat. I was thinking, yaar, bhopla hi kha raha hu. Kismis dikh nahi raha kahin mere ko. He was waiting for kismis, you know. Eating and finally one kismis came. But he was frustrated. "Itna bhopla kaya hai, kismis ek kaya." So then he called the waiter and said, "Are bhai, you said bhopla kismis sabji." "You said bhopla hi hai, kismis kidhar hai?" नहीं बराबर है, जितना ओपरा डाला उतना किसमिस डाला. गॉट द पॉइंट. भोपला इज सो मच, नो वन भोपला एंड वन किसमिस. सो वी लाइक द पॉइंट. दिस पॉइंट इलस्ट्रेट्स हाउ दिस वर्ल्ड इज ऑल्सो लाइक दैट. आफ्टर सो मच भोपला देन वन किसमिस कम्स. यू ऑल एग्री विथ मी? Is this world full of Kismis and less Bhopla? No, more Bhopla and one Kismis. It's like eating a chuda, you know. You eat chuda, chuda and finally one Kismis. You eat the whole chuda and get five Kismis. So understand the world properly. Then only you achieve something in the world. Pahle agar galat soch liya world ke baare mein, toh kya achieve hoga? Kuch nahi hoga. So this world is full of competition. And therefore if you want to achieve something, you need to know what the world is about. So now, let us now think about what are the ways of we can achieve something in this world. Achiever, banna hai, to kya karna chahiye? Simple formula hai. 1, 2, 3, 4, A, B, C, D. Simple formula. 1, 2, 3, 4, A, B, C, D. 1A, 2B, 3C, 4D. 1A, A is association. 2B, books and better. 3C, courage, commitment and conviction. And 4D, discipline, determination, dedication and dutiful. So 1A, 2B, 3C, 4D. Let's begin. 1A. A. What is A? A is association. So association, it is said about association that you, the 5 to 6 people you associate regularly in your life, you become like that. 5 to 6 people you associate regularly in your life, you become like that. That's how association is so contagious. Therefore, when you make your association be very wise, whom you associate with, because they will mold your life. Srila Prabhupada was there, and one Indian gentleman asked Srila Prabhupada, Maharaj, this India is land of Mahatmas. This India is land of so many Mahatmas. But why there is so much problem in India? India is land of Mahatmas, but there is so much problem in India. And Prabhupada said, yes, India is land of Mahatmas. But people do not know in India who is Mahatma and who is not a Mahatma. That is the problem. So therefore, association when you seek, don't go by externals. Go by the internal traits which make the man. And then what happens? Externals of a bad person affects you. Internals of a good person also affects you. The association we should seek in a very wise way so that we can achieve something in our life. A is association. Okay, the next B is 2. Books and better. What is books? Books play a major role in our life. Knowledge factor from books. Jai Shishanatha Gopinath ki jai. The knowledge which we achieve from books give us wisdom. Give us wisdom. Now see, the communist regime was in Russia. Very far from India, you know. Lenin and all those different people, they were actually very much big communist country, Russia. In India, 2 states were ruled by communist party. Kerala and West Bengal. Now one more thing, Russia mein communism tha, India mein kaise aa gaya? Wo bhi India mein 2 state mein aaya, sab jagah nahi aaya. Good question to ask, no? Simple. Some people in West Bengal and Kerala, they started printing pamphlets on communism and giving it free. Ek pamphlet baat diya, hazaron ki sankhya mein. Agle din aur ek concert baat diya communism pe. Just by distributing pamphlets, people became aware of communism. And eventually, people started liking communism. And a communist party was created. And that ruled both the states for so many years. So how it began? Pamphlet distribution. Knowledge. Books. Toh kuch galat cheez karne ke liye bhi pamphlet book lagta hai. Toh achche cheez karne ke liye pamphlet book lagega nahi kya? इसलिए तो प्रभुपाद बैठे हैं, अकेले बैठे नहीं, बगल में क्या किया है प्रभुपाद ने, बहुत बुक लेके बैठे हैं प्रभुपाद। व्हाई? बिकॉज प्रभुपाद सॉ इन दिस वर्ल्ड देर इज इनफ मटीरियल टू टेक अवे पीपल इनटू रॉन्ग डेस्टिनेशन, लेट मी राइट बुक्स टू टेक पीपल टू राइट डेस्टिनेशन। प्रभुपाद वॉज नॉट गेटिंग टाइम इन द डे टू राइट बुक्स, सो ही सैक्रिफाइज हिज स्लीप एंड रोट दोज बुक्स। In very short time, he wrote all those books, 80 volumes. Why? Because he knew, if books are there, people will read the books, get inspired to achieve something in life, in right direction. So therefore, books are important. Third is better. One needs to better himself. How? How one can better himself? By, he has to better his own records. Generally, people think if I have to become better, then I have to become like someone else. No. Don't try to become someone else. Becoming someone else is like imitation. But bettering our records is like improving ourselves. People try to become someone else and forget to live their own life, what they are. So when we talk about better, bettering our life also means jo hamare paas achha hai, use improve karna chahiye. जो हमारे पास नहीं है उस पर ज्यादा विचार मत कीजिए, जो है उस पर ज्यादा विचार कीजिए। विचार करना चाहिए हमारे पास क्या नहीं है, लेकिन हम ज्यादा विचार करते हैं, ये प्रॉब्लम है। वी आर थिंकिंग टू मच ऑन व्हाट वी डोंट हैव एंड वेरी लेस ऑन व्हाट वी हैव। इट शुड बी ऑपोजिट, यू नो, वी शुड थिंक लॉट ऑन व्हाट वी हैव एंड ऑल्सो थिंक लिटिल ऑफ व्हाट वी डोंट हैव, बिकॉज वेन यू थिंक व्हाट वी हैव देन वी कैन इम्प्रूव व्हाट वी हैव। द प्रॉब्लम इज वी थिंक टू मच ऑफ व्हाट वी डोंट हैव, वी नेवर गेट दैट, and whatever we have we never think on that, so we don't improve on that, so we remain wherever we are. So better oneself. So two B's, and then three C's. So three C's are courage, commitment and conviction. Courage. Yeah, if you want to be an achiever, you have to be very courageous. Courageous means to turn adversity into opportunity. They're saying in English, when opportunity knocks, people complain. An opportunity knocks, people complain, ek kyun itna knock kar rahe. But adversities come, opportunities come in the form of adversities, difficulty. But you see adversity as not a negative but an opportunity to grow further. I'll take an example from Ramayana. In Ramayana there was Vibhishan. Vibhishan was the only man different in Lanka. The whole Lanka was demoniac. Vibhishan was born in that race but was very devoted. Now he has to practice what he believes in a kingdom where no one practices. Can you imagine? It's a tough thing. But he was very courageous. He followed the practice. So one day Ravan came to know that Vibhishan is practicing Ram Bhakti. So he became very angry. Are mere shatru kya bhakti kar rahe hai? So Ravan came directly to Vibhishan's house, opened the door, and he was shocked. विभीषण के सारे दीवार पर राम 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 ही लिखा था। तो देन रावण बिकेम वेरी एंग्री, हाँ बराबर जो लोग बोल रहे वही हो रहा है। एंड ही सेड, रावण हाउ कैन यू राइट दिस नेम ऑफ राम माय एनिमी इन योर होम एवरीवेयर, आई कैन नॉट टॉलरेट दिस। विभीषण वॉज वेरी कूल, एडवर्सिटी हैड कम, अपॉर्चुनिटी, व्हाट ही डिड, वेरी कूलली हैंडल, सेड नो रावण, this is not that Ram which you are talking about. This is something else. What is that something else? See clearly, Ram here means Ra and Ma. Ra means Ravan, Ma means Mandodari. And Ravan was so happy that he also clapped like this. Vibhishan, I didn't know that you are my bhakta, you know. Very nice, very nice. I like that Ram. And Ravan went out and elan kar diya, sare rajya mein, mere aur mere patni ka pavitra naam sabke diwaron pe hona chahiye. In every house there was Ram. So adversity became opportunity. That was Vibhishan. He made an adverse condition into an opportunity. Now when things went very wrong in Lanka, when Ravan was committing all kinds of blunders and he could not be repairable And even Vibhishan was finding difficulty in staying in Lanka. Because he knew if I stay in Lanka, then I will have to support Ravan. And Ram's army is coming. That time, Vibhishan took the courage. He left his brother, who was against his principles. He left his brother to join Ram's army. It was courageous, you know why? Because he did not know whether Ram will take him or not. There was no email sent by Ram, Ajao bhai. No. He was taking a chance. But he knew, I have to be courageous, because I can't follow what this guy is doing in his life. So he took the courage and he went. Because he followed his aim of life, his principles of life, ant mein satya ki vijay hoti hai. So what happened? Vibhishan went there. There was an interrogation done on Vibhishan. There was a discussion by Ram. You know, Ram said, kya bolte, lena chahiye ki nahi lena chahiye? Aur sab bole, nahi lena chahiye. He is Ravana's brother. We can't believe him. He is leaving his brother today. Tomorrow he will leave us, you know. Devotees are telling, you know, Ram, nahi lena chahiye. And finally Hanuman said, well, I have experience of Vibhishan. He's a very nice person. We can take him. And then Ram makes, I don't care, you know. If someone has come to take my shelter, no matter who is he, I have to accept him because that's my principle. So Vibhishan is following his principle in adverse situation. I will follow my principle in adverse situation. I'll keep faith on him and accept him. That's called courage. So first he is courage. In fact, we can take life of Srila Prabhupada also. How Srila Prabhupada was so courageous? Is it not? Prabhupada was an old man, a Bengali man, at the age of 69 years. And he decided to go to West America. He didn't have no money. He was going on a cargo ship with only 40 rupees in hand. 40 rupees leke. 40 rupees leke to aaj koi mandir bhi nahi aayega. Prerna ke liye. Hai ki nahi? Jyada paisa leke aayega. 40 rupees leke America gaye. No contact, no money. Courageous. Why? Because he knew, my guru has told me, his words have power. I will go. Everything will come. He took that courage, took that huge big journey, 30 days on a ship with two heart attacks, still went to America. What courage. One disciple of Srila Prabhupada later asked him, Prabhupada, your guru sent some of his disciples to London. Why did you... They went to London to preach. And they could not do much. So why you decided to come to New York? Why not London? You have decided to preach. So why you went to New York? Why not London? Because your guru is in London. London is in. So Prabhupada is so courageous. But yet so down to earth. Prabhupada said, well, my God brothers... My Guru Bhais, they all went to London and they failed. So I thought, if I have to fail, let me fail at a new place. So I choose New York. I mean, the disciples were expecting some amazing answer. You know, so bada kuch answer Prabhupada denge. Simple. Wahan fail ho gaya, maine naya fail karna hai, kahin aur naya jagah pe chale gaya main. New York chale gaya. That was the courage of Srila Prabhupada. He did not bend down. At all of adversity, he took that opportunity and went to West. And rest is history. In 12 years, he preached all over the world. He created 108 temples, 6,000 plus disciples. Hare Krishna was a household name all over the world. In 12 years. Courage. He took that courage to achieve success in life. The second is commitment. One time a teacher, she performed an experiment. She was a biology teacher. So she bought a caterpillar. And she told the students, you just watch. This caterpillar is now trying to come out of the body. It's one body. And it will become something else. It's a miracle. You just keep watching what's happening. And then she said, I'm going out for some time. But your job is to only watch. Don't fiddle around, you know, with a caterpillar. So she went out for some time. And all the students are watching this small caterpillar, you know. He's trying to come out of the body, shedding out his body, struggling so much. Small wings coming out, you know. Caterpillar becomes butterfly. Small wings coming out, so much of struggle. So they felt all pity, you know. Arre yaar, itna struggle kar raha hai. Ek kaam kar, thoda sa hila ki thoda release karte butterfly ko. So they poked the whole thing and brought the butterfly out. And the butterfly jumped and then fell down, unable to fly.
teacher came in, said, what happened? Why the butterfly is not flying? We do not know. What you did? Oh, we tried to help the butterfly to fly. Oh, you do not know. You actually trying to help, actually you have done disservice to the butterfly. The caterpillar was committed to struggle. And after that thorough struggle, because of the struggle, the wings of the butterfly would have become very strong to fly. But you stopped the commitment, the struggle of the butterfly, the caterpillar to butterfly. And the result is what happened, the butterfly cannot fly now. So commitment is important in life. No matter how many times we fail, but we have to commit. Once we decide, we commit to the goal. We have to do it again and again and again. That's called commitment. Like one time he told me, Sadhanath Maharaj, he was, he met one student. The student had passed his MBBS and now he had got admission in MD. Okay. So, but the problem was the student was failing. So he failed the exams of MD. So he came and told Maharaj, Maharaj, it is too tough, Maharaj. I am happy, MBBS, achha hai, chalo. So Maharaj said, no, you should try. One more time. So, when he said, no, Maharaj, I failed. I cannot do it, Maharaj. So you failed once. You try two times. Two means Krishna Balaram. Okay. So Krishna Balaram mercy is there. Two, you'll pass. So this devotee again went and tried the whole year. Again he failed. And he came to Maharaj and said, Maharaj, I have failed twice. Now I'll not try, Maharaj. Now MBBS only. Maharaj said, no, you should try three times. So Maharaj, two times enough. Three times. Three means Sita, Ram, Lakshman. You know, three. So you get mercy of Sita, Ram, Lakshman. You try. So he said, okay, Maharaj. Then he went and tried. The next year, again he failed. My God. Height ho gaya ho. He came back, Maharaj, no, I failed. I think so, Maharaj, I should be based only finish. You should try one more time. Maharaj, one more time. Yes, four times. Four means four Kumaras. You get the mercy of four Kumaras, we try. So he said, okay, Maharaj, and went and tried. Again he failed. It's a real story, eh? I'm not making a story like this. Then Maharaj said, fifth time we try. No, Maharaj, fifth time. Five means five Pandavas. You get mercy of five Pandavas, you try. So he tried. And he failed. I said, Maharaj, now I will not try. Five Pandavas also are not merciful to me. Maharaj said, last try. Six Goswamis. And then he tried and he passed. And today he is one of the leading doctors in orthopedic. Very well known and famous doctor. So he tells a story that how my guru told me to keep commitment. Once you decide something, don't give up. One, two, three, four, five, and sixth time he passed. And today he is a world famous doctor. And that's called commitment. The third is conviction. Conviction. One has to be convinced what he is doing. Once he begins, he should not change. Conviction of Arjuna. What a conviction he had, you know. The battle was inevitable, battle of Kurukshetra. And everyone was catching people, you know, to be on their side. Only one person remained last, Krishna. So Shakuni told Duryodhan, Duryodhan, ja! Krishna ko apne side mein le le, apna kaam ho jayega. So Duryodhan came running. The same Duryodhan, few days before, you know, when Krishna came as Shantidut, he was trying to imprison Krishna. But now he is going to Krishna to join us. Shameless person, right? That is how evil, people who are evil-minded, they are like that. They don't mind. You know? People call it confident. Na? Outside world, confident bolte. Confident hai, shameless hai wo. Philosophy loves kuch nahi hai, bas. I am right and for that anything can happen. So he went and exactly the same time Yudhishthir Maharaj told Arjuna also, you go and bring Krishna on our side. So Duryodhan came first. That time Krishna was taking rest. So Krishna was taking rest and Duryodhan bole, kya karna chahi? Bed, soye, sone, uthana nahi chahi aise. So he went and sat near Krishna, head, you know, pillow. बैठ गया तो उठेंगे तो अर्जुन केम लेटर ही सॉ दुर्योधन ऑलरेडी देयर ही सेड अरे बाप रे सर ठीक है देन ही वेंट एंड सैट नियर कृष्णास फीट उनका जो था कृष्णा इज सो सच अ अमेजिंग पर्सन इज अ बिग इज सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हाउ कैन आई सिट ऑन हिज हेड यू नो सिट एट हिज फीट सैट एट हिज फीट देन सडनली कृष्णा ओपन्ड हिज आईज व्हेन ही ओपन्ड हिज आईज ही सॉ फर्स्ट होम अर्जुन राइट व्हेन यू सी व्हेन यू ओपन योर आईज यू सी फर्स्ट पर्सन यू डोंट सी लाइक दिस यू नो व्हेन यू गेट अप सो अर्जुन यस व्हाई हैव यू कम आस्क व्हाट यू वांट एंड दुर्योधन सेड ओ आई केम फर्स्ट अरे तू मेरे सिर पे बैठा कैसे देखेगा सो सर आई केम फर्स्ट एंड कृष्णा सेड आई सॉ हिम फर्स्ट एंड ऑल्सो अर्जुन इज यंगर टू यू लेट हिम आस्क फर्स्ट दुर्योधन वॉज थिंकिंग माई गॉड एंड कृष्णा सेड वेल सी देर आर टू अपॉर्चुनिटीज टू थिंग्स ऑप्शन आर देर you can opt for me and I will not fight. I will not pick up any weapon in the battlefield. I will just be with you. That's it. And the other option is my whole army, Narayani Sena. Thousands and thousands of great Kshatriya warriors. Which one you want? Arjuna. And Arjuna said, Krishna. And Duryodhana was thinking, Arjuna will ask what? Narayani Sena. When he said, Krishna, I want you, Duryodhana became so happy and immediately said, cover up the whole thing, said, oh Arjuna, you are my younger brother. Since you have taken Krishna, what can I do? Whatever is remaining, I'll take. and Duryodhana went away. And Krishna said to Arjuna, Arjuna, you are fool number one. Already your army is so small. You should have taken my Narayana Sena. What is the use of taking me? I am not even going to lift any weapons. And in some recent past, Gaurgopalpa also spoke a story and he mentioned some nice poetry also, you know. I don't remember the exact poetry, but something like that. Krishna told Arjuna, you know, that Duryodhan makhan le gaya Duryodhan chhas reh gaya tere paas. Something like that. Makhan le gaya Duryodhan chhas reh gaya tere paas. And Arjuna replied, माखन लेके क्या करूं जब माखन चोर मेरे पास सो अर्जुन वॉज कन्विंस्ड इज कन्विक्शन वॉज वेरी स्ट्रांग ऑन कृष्णा दिस पर्सन इज देयर वेदर विथ वेपन विदाउट वेपन नो प्रॉब्लम ही इज गोइंग टू मेक अ डिफरेंस एंड दैट्स हैपेंड कृष्णा मेड द डिफरेंस ऑन द बैटल ऑफ कुरुक्षेत्र There is a mention in the Mahabharata commentaries that when both the parties came together to sign a contract, you know, before the war, the contract was made by Duryodhan made the contract. Sochiye kya contract hoga? The contract was contract mein likha tha. Yudhishthir Maharaj padh rahe the. Contract was unless and until all the Kauravas are killed, 100 of them, Pandavas cannot win. Pandavas cannot win until and unless they kill all 100 Kauravas. And if one Pandava is killed, Kauravas will win. What kind of contract is this? The second clause in the contract. In 18 days, if Pandavas don't kill all the Kauravas, even if one Kaurava remains, Kauravas will win. So Yudhishthir was like, you know, trembling. Hey, kya contract sign karne bol rahe yaar? But he knows what to do. So he saw Krishna. And Krishna said, sign. Signed the contract. So he signed the contract. That's how confident Krishna was and that's how confident Arjuna and Yudhishthir was. They're fully convinced. He is there, no problem. That's called conviction. So this is third C, conviction. Now you come to D, four Ds. Okay, discipline, determination, dedication and dutiful. Determination. Okay, discipline first. There was one athlete who was competing for qualifier rounds. To get selected for representing America for the Olympics. So in the qualifying rounds, he lost. He didn't qualify. Only a few players qualified, the athletes. So the next day, the trainer was training those qualified people, you know, on the ground. This person who disqualified, he came also for the training. And everyone was laughing, kya ho gaya bhai tere ko? You got disqualified, now Olympics will come. अभी तो कुछ है ही नहीं चांस ही नहीं सो व्हाई आर यू कमिंग फॉर ट्रेनिंग सेड I have come for training, for practicing, so that I get qualified in the next Olympics. I mean, Olympics takes how many years? Between 4 to 5 years. Oh my God, 4 years. Olympics ke baad aur ek Olympics. But he was practicing from the day he lost. And what happened? In the next Olympics he qualified and that person won gold medal. Why? Because he was disciplined in his life. He had not thought, exam jab aayega, uske PL mein padhai karunga. He never thought like that. Student means enjoy. No, student means study. Right? So part of discipline is study. He never left his studies. Determination. Determination is essential in one's life. Okay. I'll take the example of Hanumanji. Hanumanji was determined to serve Lord Ram in any situation. Good or bad, he never left his service. Difficult situation, he served. Easy situation, he still served. So whole battle was over. Ram won over Ravan. Then Ram came back to Ayodhya. And Hanumanji also came to Ayodhya. Because he was thinking that, seva karna Ram ka. Ram jaya, vaha main seva karunga. So literally he would always be with Lord Ram. And he would take all the services. Before anyone would do any service, he would do that service. So many devotees in Ayodhya, residents, they were thinking, are, hamara sab seva Hanumanji kar rahe. So they were not happy. We are not getting chance to serve. Hanumanji is always near Ram. So they went and complained to Raja Bharat. Bharat ji kuch karo. This guy Hanuman is taking all our services. We are not able to serve anything. So Bharat said, okay, we'll do something. So Bharat ji made a schedule. Morning till evening. Different sevas. Who will do? And he wrote everyone's name. Okay, this time, this seva, you do. Aur wo pure seva ke list mein Hanuman ji ka naam hi rakha nahi. So next day morning Hanuman ji comes and the doorkeeper stop him. Hanuman ji, you cannot go. Why? Bharat Maharaj has made a new schedule. Check your name and then come. That time you can come. So he went and saw. Are mera naam hi nahi isme. Then understood. Oh. But how can Hanuman ji now live without serving Ram? So then again he very boldly went inside the, decided to go inside the inner quarters of Ram. And the doorkeeper stopped. Hare, aapka seva ka time nahi hai. Nahi nahi. I saw the whole seva list. My name is not there, but they forgot to mention very important service. Wo seva likha hi nahi usme, Bharat ne. Kya seva hai? My Lord Ram, sometimes he feels tired. So he yawns. Opens his mouth. Someone has to be there next to him, na? Who do like this? Why should Lord Ram do himself like this? He's tired. So that seva is not written. So I have to do that seva. So doorkeeper said, are kya ho gaya? And doorkeeper said, okay, baad mein aana. But I do not know when he will yawn. So I have to be there always. So again Hanumanji went and sat 24 hours waiting when Lord Ram will yawn. And in doing that, he did all the other services also. That is called a determination. Even someone stops you, a very big person also stops you. Still you find your ways and means to do whatever service was designated to you. Dedication. Third D is dedication. So dedication is all about whether the task is easy or difficult, still we do it. Whether a task we have taken is popular or not popular, we still do it. That's called dedication. The famous example which all of you know is about Edison, you know. Edison got an electric bulb. How many times he had to perform an experiment to get his electric bulb right? Some say 100, some 1000, no problem. For us, one experiment repeat would come in a college, then what will happen? You all know, na? I am also a physics student, you chemistry and all those things. Are yaar, ye formula, the readings would not come true, what you would do? A repeat aya. So we would manipulate and you would submit. We didn't want repeat. Edison repeated his experiment, so 100 or 1000 times, both are for us too much. And he was asked, when he got 1000 experiment done, and he got his electric bulb bright, said, when 999th time you failed, what was your thought process? And he said, simple. I decided in my life, I am not going to try this 999 options again. I am going to try a new option. So that is the way how he thought about. He was very dedicated to his project. And therefore, after so many failures, he got his experiment right. And because of him, we have all his bulbs here. Right? We're sitting in the bulb and we are enjoying our lectures here. That's called dedication. And the fourth is dutiful. A person has to be dutiful. He should be happily doing his duty. One man was walking on the road and he came across a construction site. On the construction site, he saw three laborers. They were putting bricks, putting cement and brick, you know, at different places. So the man went and asked the first laborer, "What are you doing?" And the first laborer said, "I could not get any job. So, kuch kamana khane ke liye. To ye kaam kar raha hu main. I'm doing this work just to earn my bread and butter." So the man went to the next laborer who was working on the same field, same bricks and same cement. And he said, "Saab, kya kar rahe hain aap? What are you doing?" He said. Then he became very angry. He said, "Dikhta nahi kya andha hai kya tu? Eat laga raha hu main." Why? Because he was frustrated. He was not happy with the job. So then this man went to the third person and said, "Saab, kya kar rahe hain aap?" And the man said, "I am making a beautiful building. It's a palace where a very rich man's son, after his marriage, is going to come and stay. I am part of that big mission." So this man was thinking, the same work, three different people have different outlook. Why? Because the last person was enjoying his work. So therefore they are saying that whatever work you have, enjoy that work, doing that work. That's called dutifulness. They are saying in English, if you are a street sweeper, bhangi, if you are a street sweeper, sweep the street so beautifully that people will think, "Kisne jhadu maharaj? Kone ho?" They will appreciate your work. Not that you are doing jhadu maharaj, so like, jhadu maharne mila, kya hai? Not like that. Whatever duty you have got right now, do it nicely. Put all of your efforts and energies in making it. That's called dutifulness. So in this way, finished 1A, 2B, 3C and 4D. So we have covered achiever part, fighting, winning our outer battle. Now we will go on the seeker part, winning our inner battle. Inner battle is quite tough, right? Outer battle is definitely tough, but inner battle is quite tough. Because in outer battle, you know who your enemies are. But inner battle, who are our enemies? No one knows. Therefore, let us take shelter of Bhagavad Gita again. Bhagavad Gita mentions, what are the three formidable enemies we have to fight in our war, internal war? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 16.21, Kama krodhas tatha lobhas tasmat etat trayam tyajet dwaram nashanam atmana. Three gates to disaster, Krishna says. Kama, krodha, lobha, lust, anger and greed. These three formidable enemies, they make us lag behind in our life. What? Lag behind. Lag means L-A-G, lust, anger, greed. So we lag behind in our life because of these three enemies in our heart. Lust, anger, greed. Now I'll take an example of how lust actually troubled or proved disaster for different people, you know. Lust. Lust personified was Ravan. Now this Ravan was told by everyone, including his wife, his brother, that what he was doing was wrong. He was kidnapping so many ladies and torturing them, abusing them. "Achha nahi hai, mat kar." He was even told, "Don't go and kidnap Ram's wife. Give back Ram, his wife." But he was thinking that he is very intelligent. He is very smart. And he did not pay any heed to anyone's request. And he kept, and as a result of that, his lust led him to a disaster. He was very brutally killed by Lord Ram and his Sena. Anger. Example of anger in Shastra, scripture is Shishupal. Shishupal was called as anger personified. Why? Because he would always, his natural instinct was he would speak gali. Sometimes in his world we see everyone, bolta hai to gali nikalta hai. But he is kacha limbu compared to Shishupal. Shishupal would like, gali jyada aur achha baat kam kar rahe the. So Shishupal, when he was born with two horns. So his mother became surprised. Arey, aisa kaisa bachcha paida ho gaya? Do shing leke. So then when Akashwani came and said, don't worry. Soon some person will come and lift your child. As soon as he lifts your child, his horns will go away. But that person will also be the cause of your child's death. So Shishupal's mother happened to be very close relative of Devaki and Vasudev. So Krishna went to visit his brother, cousin brother. Krishna also was very small. So Krishna went and lifted his cousin brother, Shishupal. And what happened? The horns disappeared. And the auntie was so happy. My goodness, thank you very much for beautifying my child. But suddenly she remembered, oh, this person will cause of death of my son. Then immediately said, Krishna, how can you kill my son? He is your cousin brother. I said, well, that is right. But then Akashvani has happened. What can I do? Okay, you give me a boon. Yes, what boon you want? This cousin brother of you, he should give, if he gives more than 100 galis at one stroke, you know, what will happen? Then you can kill him. So she thought, are 100 gali kaun dega yaar? Kitna shakti kiske paas hai? 100 gali dene ke liye, ek saath hogi. So Shishupal knew this. And Shishupal would always constantly give gali to Krishna. But Krishna always would count. Sometimes 10 khatam, 15 khatam. So theek hai, chhod diya. But when Krishna was actually worshipped in the Rajasuya Yagya in Yudhishthira Maharaj's kingdom, that time Shishupal was intolerant because Shishupal had recently experienced a bitter thing from Krishna, where Krishna had kidnapped the same Rukmini whose marriage was fixed with Shishupal. Shishupal pura Bharat leke aaya tha aur Rukmini ko utha ke leke chale Krishna. Kitna insult ho gaya na. So he was harboring that whole insult, you know. And when he saw Krishna, and now Krishna was doing Agra Puja, you know. So he became so angry. In that anger he forgot all that boons, benedictions, whatever. All gali, gali, gali. He did not keep a count also. But Krishna was keeping a count. And he went beyond his 100 count. And that time Krishna got his Sudarshan Chakra, this can cut his head. So he was anger personified. So when he was anger, when he was very angry, he did not know what to do. Therefore, he is saying, anger is one letter short of danger. You add a word D in anger, it becomes danger. So anger is also not good in our life. Then, what is the next one? Greed. Greed. The example of greed is Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra was so greedy. He had how many sons? 100 sons. And Pandu had how many sons? 5 sons. So he had 100 and there was only 5. And then Pandu died. Then he became a caretaker king. He was not qualified to be king, but he became a caretaker king. And the Pandavas decided that, well, now our Dhritarashtra, our uncle, he will not feel good if you tell him to step down. So there was a nice arrangement. Half kingdom should go to Pandavas, half should go to Dhritarashtra and Kauravas. But Dhritarashtra and Kauravas were so greedy. No half kingdom. Gambling match kara diya. Got all the kingdom. 12 years they went for exile. After 12 years you will get your kingdom back. Half kingdom. But after they came back, no half kingdom also. So Dhritarashtra was so greedy, they were not ready to give even villages to Pandavas. And because of his greed, what happened? When the match began, the score was 105. 105. When match ended, the score was 0-5. Right? All Kauravas were killed, 5 Pandavas intact. All because of this one person's greed. Therefore, lust, anger and greed are formidable enemies, as Krishna says. So how to overcome this enemy? These three formidable enemies in our life. And this can be overcome by the word search. Search. S-E-A-R-C-H. S is simplicity, E is extreme tolerance, A is austerity, R is respect for others, C is compassion, and H is humility. So all divine qualities, innate qualities which we have to develop to overcome the lag. Simplicity. Srila Prabhupada was in Kumbh Mela. Kumbh Mela happens to be a very big mela where crores and crores of people come. So there, Prabhupada's Western disciples, they were attending Kumbh Mela for the very first time. So everything was sensational for them. So they saw that every camp would, they would come for taking bath, you know. And how they would come? With Nagada, Bhaja and all. And the Mahant, the main leader, he would sit on an elephant and come. And they would all go in elephant with all people around musical instruments for a Shahi Snan. So every camp, the leader would come on an elephant. So devotees thought, are humko bhi kuch karna chahiye. So they went and told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, we will also do like that. We'll get an elephant and we'll make you sit on the elephant. You are our leader. Prabhupada said, very good idea. Get an elephant and we'll keep Gaur Nitai on the elephant and I'll walk down along with you. Because who's our leader? Lord Gaur Nitai. This was Srila Prabhupada. Such a simple person. Prabhupada even once told also devotees, you know, Krishna tested me twice. Once Krishna took everything away from me. First test. And then next, Krishna gave me everything to test. And Prabhupada did not say anything, but every devotee, all the devotees understood that both the time Krishna tested Prabhupada, Prabhupada passed in flying colors. When Krishna took everything away from Prabhupada, Prabhupada was still Krishna conscious. And when Krishna gave everything to Prabhupada, all opulence, all property, so many temples, Prabhupada remained the same Prabhupada, did not change. Simplicity remained. That's called simplicity. Then, next is extreme tolerance. Prabhupada was so extremely tolerant, when Prabhupada went to America, he was staying with hippies. Now, who are hippies? Hippies are those uncultured people at time, who did not even took bath. Who did not know how to live a life properly. They were always high on drugs, intoxication, broke all principles. And this sadhu from Vrindavan was staying in between them. And not even telling them, hey, take a bit. No. He was with them, cooking for them, feeding them prasad. After they would eat, they would keep the plate there. And they would go away. Prabhupada would wash their plate also. Because he did not know, someone has to wash the plate also. Unko laga ghar pe kaisa tha unka, khaya to koi dho dega. So after some days they realized, arey hamara plate kon dho raha hai? So one person stayed back and saw, Swamiji, 70-year-old man is washing our plate. So he felt very bad. And then he came and said, Swamiji, can I help you? And Prabhupada said, I was waiting for such a long time for someone to ask for this. Extremely tolerant. And he stayed with them, gave his association to them, and made them into gentlemen, into great devotees. And these personalities, whom American government considered to be useless people, Prabhupada made them so useful. These people went out and started preaching and opening centers all over the world. It's like Lord Ram, you know, making use of Vanar Sena, ending the war. So Prabhupada made, apparently, useless person as per American government, useful and very much creative. That's called extreme tolerance. A is austerity. So much austerity Prabhupada he had in his life. Prabhupada decided that he has to fulfill his guru's order, go to the West, but no money. Someone told him he should go to Sumati Morarji. She's a very rich businesswoman and she has a cargo ship which goes now and then to America. So she decided, okay, no problem. Prabhupada went and Sumati Morarji had not come to the office. So Prabhupada waited on the steps, you know, the office steps, 3 hours, chanting Hare Krishna. And then Sumati Morarji came. Why Prabhupada waited there? Why Prabhupada did not go to park and sat next in the park, aramse? Prabhupada thought, if I sit on the steps, then I will not miss her. I don't know when she will come and she go away. I cannot miss her. So she came and she saw Swamiji. Swamiji, yeah, I'm bithe. Then she went inside and asked secretary, why that old Swami is sitting there? Oh, he wants a free ticket on your cargo ship to America. Go and tell Swami. He's an old man. He will die in America in that cold. So he went and said, this madam is saying that you will die in America. You do not know. It's a very cold place. You go, please, Hari Bol. I said, no, I want to go. I said, you go, come later. I said, no, I want to meet your madam. I want to talk to her directly. He was so convinced, Prabhupada. And finally, the secretary went and said, madam, he is really hell-bent upon meeting you. So Prabhupada came inside Sumati Murari's office, and Sumati Murari, as soon as he saw, said, you are like a father. How can I allow you to die in America when I know what is America? America is a very cold place. You will not survive. And Prabhupada said, no, I will survive. You will not survive. You don't know America. And then Prabhupada said, if you call me father, you are my daughter. Will a daughter not fulfill any wish of father? And then she was completely emotional. Said, I am signing a ticket for you, but I am telling you very clear, you will die, Swamiji, in America. She was constantly saying, you will die. Don't worry, Krishna will take care of me. That's austerity. Prabhupada, such a big spiritual leader, begging for a ticket to go to America. The next is respect for others. Respect for others is very important in our life, because we may be great achievers, but if we don't respect others for what they are, then we'll always be very proud of our achievements. See, Sita Devi, her example is unique. She was in this Ashok Vatika. All demons were surrounding her. And Hanumanji comes in there. These demons, where many of them are harassing Sita Devi. Hanuman comes, and Hanuman tells Sita that if you want, I will kill all of them, destroy all of them. Sita should have said, yes, definitely go ahead. Simple as that, you know. They troubled me so much, mar dosko bhi. Sita said, well, you do not know. In amongst these demons, some are good, some are neutral, some are harsh. But you do not know whom you will kill, I don't know. So better don't kill. You leave them. Because sometimes in your great excitement, you may kill someone who is not deserving to be killed. So she respected even those demonic people who were neutral to her, who were not against her. That is called as the art of respecting others. It is mentioned that when Sita Devi and Lord Ram were flying from Pushpakiman back to from Lanka to Ayodhya, that Viman had all the monkey soldiers. And they are flying over Kishkinda. And Lord Rama is showing, this is Kishkinda from where all the Vanaras have come. Sita said, oh, they stay here. So their wives must be there. Their kids must be there. So why are you taking them alone? Bring their wife and kids also. So all the women came down. And then all the wives and kids also joined. And they all went to Ayodhya. So this is how respect. Sita respected everyone who helped them. So that is called respect for others. C is compassion. Compassion means, even though someone may be against you, not willing to have you, but you still show compassion. Prabhupada got down at London airport. And there was a reporter waiting there. And she asked a challenging question. Said, Swamiji, you have come from India. Why have you come from India to London? Generally, people go from India to Western countries to get something from there, right? Kuch lene ke liye, kuch milega wahan par. So Prabhupada smiled. And Prabhupada said, you Britishers, you came to India and stole so many things from India. But you forgot most important thing of India. And Prabhupada bought the Bhagavad Gita and said, ye bhool gaye, isko dene aaya hoon main. Challenging question, but Prabhupada was compassionate. Did not revolt against her. That is compassion. H is humility. Humility is very important. Prabhupada had so much of humility. Srila Prabhupada got his free ticket from Sumati Murarji, and then he decided, let me take blessings of everyone. So he went back to his home in Vrindavan, and there were all these temple heads who came in a meeting. And Prabhupada had a Bhagavatam with him. And Prabhupada said, this Bhagavatam is going to America. Please bless the Bhagavatam. So the Bhagavatam went, everyone said, wow, this Bhagavatam is going to America. The Bhagavatam came back to Prabhupada again. And Prabhupada said, this Bhagavatam is going to America, but someone has to take the Bhagavatam. How can Bhagavatam go alone? So I am going to take the Bhagavatam, please bless me also. That was his humility. He did not ask blessings. I am going to America for preaching Krishna consciousness, give me blessings. Not like that. This book, Bhagavatam, is going to preach. And I am just carrying this book, so you bless me also. That's called humility. So when you have this inert qualities of simplicity, extreme tolerance, austerity, respect for others, compassion and humility, then what happens? We build up our inner self to fight against these three formidable enemies of lag, lust, anger and greed. So that's called search. So therefore we have to search for God in our life. Yes, we have to search. Why? Because it is mentioned, the best friend in our life is Krishna, God. Suhrdam sarva bhutanam. Because He knows everything about us and still He is with us always. People are always with us when we have good things. Seldom people are there when you have troubles, anxieties, they are with us, you know. A friend in need is a friend indeed. But what kind of friend God is always there in our heart. No matter what conditions of life we live, whether this life, the next life, previous life, He always. Therefore, that's called search. Search for that God. But not just search. We have to connect with that God. How to connect with the God? Is there a number? Mobile number hai kya? Mobile ka? Prabhupada said, we know God's name, His mobile, His telephone number, His address also, Prabhupada said. No? God's name is Krishna, His telephone number is? Dial Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But when you dial something, you know, immediately you can talk. But chanting Hare Krishna, you dial, immediately you cannot talk to God. It's a subtle process. So how do you actually connect to God? Before connecting with God, we should know a very important principle. One ISKCON, very important big leader, was traveling in plane one day. And one man came and said, Swamiji, have you seen God? Have you seen God? It's a very strange question. Every time I ask, Abhi Bhagwan ko dekha hai kya? As if Bhagwan is very cheap, you know, Bhagwan ko dekha hai kya? Haan, Bhagwan the na, the 7 ke Munshi Marg mein. Aray, agar Sachin Tendulkar ko milna hai, toh itna easy hai kya? Even though he's not playing now, but still to meet him is very difficult. What to speak of, let's see, a very former koi film star, you know, who's not acting anymore. You ask him, Dharmendra, famous film star of very old days, you know. But can you meet him today? Can you say, can Dharmendra ko dekha kya? Aap movie mein dekha hai. Are personal dekha nahi kya? Kaise mile hai, kuch contact nahi apna. So you want to meet a very simple film star or a simple cricket star is so difficult. And the big controller of this whole universe, world, Krishna, God, usko milna easy hai. Anyways, this sannyasi, this leader answered in a very unique way. Yes, he said, yes, I have seen God. And they mentioned, I have seen God's hand in my life. So I have seen God's hand in my life. So before seeing God, we need to see God's hand in our life. Whatever we have, you know, in our life, Jai Shri Radha Gopinath ki Jai. So whatever we have in our life, every situation, we should see how God has created that situation for my good. That is the first lesson we should learn in our life. How we can see God's hand in our life, and eventually by seeing God's hand, we will see God in our life. But for that, we have to see God's hand. So we have learned about how to be an achiever, 1A, 2B, 3C, 4D, and how to be a seeker. Lag and search. Now let's create an harmony now. Achiever and seeker. For that we'll refer again back to Bhagavad Gita. And a classical example of harmony is Arjun. Who was Arjun? Arjuna was a fully confident fighter. Bubbling with enthusiasm to fight before battle of Kurukshetra began. In today's world we can call him a top batsman in form, playing in final World Cup match. That was Arjuna. He was in full form, playing the biggest battle of his life. And he was the favorite. That was Arjuna. And then what happened? Then he saw the bothers. He saw the opposition, opposite army. And he saw whom? My God, this army is full of whom? My cousin brothers, my teachers, my grandfathers. And if I have to win, I have to kill them. Immediately what happened? His all confidence went down. He decided not to fight. And many people say Arjuna was very compassionate. Arjuna was very compassionate. कैसे मारेगा अपने गुरु को? कैसे मारेगा अपने चाचा को, अपने grandfather को? सही बोल रहे हैं, अर्जुन सही बोल रहे हैं. But Arjuna's compassion was not truly right. Because compassion by itself is not always right. It can be wrong, if wrongly applied. I'll give an example to you. Let's say there is Ekadashi. In Ekadashi, devotees fast. Okay. Someone gets a Tirupati laddu. Prabhuji, laddu from Tirupati. And then you say, scripture mein likha hai. Kya? Jaise prasad dikhega na, turant kha lena chahiye. Toh kha lenge? You are following scripture, right? It's Ekadashi. You are following scripture by eating laddu. But the same scripture also mentions one should follow Ekadashi. So one should know in the right principle should be followed at right time. That is important. Not that any time it has to be followed. So, one should know that anything too much in this world is not good. Anything too much in this world is not good. It should be applied properly. Then it's proper. I remember one time I went to one house, a family. And they had got one small grandchild in their home. And that small grandchild was very divine qualities. No? Really very nice. Would cry seldom. And very much interested when someone chanted Hare Krishna, he would clap and he would be happy. Someone stopped chanting, he would cry. Achha ladka tha, chota bachcha tha. So the children, the parents were very happy to have a blessed child like this. The grandmother was so happy, you know. And grandmother would say, bachche bhagwan ka swaroop hai, bachche bhagwan ka swaroop hai, like that. And then in front of me, what happened? Someone came and gave a gift to the family. The gift was a small silver plate, a small silver glass, and a small silver vati, bowl. So, ye aapke bhagwan ke liye. Aapko kaam aayega. Nevedya dikhane ke liye. So, they said, thank you. And the grandmother said, hum log aisa karenge. Bacche bhagwan ka swaroop hai. Ye hamara bachcha jo hai na, ye bhagwan jaisa hai. Pahle isko khilate, aur baad mein bhagwan ke altar mein use karte. When I heard them, I said, this is too much now. Is it not? One concept, bachche bhagwan ka swaroop hai, theek hai. Lekin bachcha aa gaya, kya hone wala malum hai mere ko. And now, you are extending so much. First you want to feed on God's plate this child. Aur wo jhoota dhoke baad mein bhagwan ko, ye bhagwan aur isme antar kya hai? That's called extending something too much. So Arjuna was extending compassion too much. Because he was thinking, this fight is my fight. Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita and told him, bhai, tera fight nahi hai, ye dharma yuddha hai. In this dharma yuddha, don't see Duryodhan, see him, what he represents. He represents an evil man against good things. Don't see Bhishma. See Bhishma as a principle, what he was representing. He was representing as a person who stood silent when evil was committing bad against the good person. You see him as a person who was supporting evil. This is not your fight. This fight will affect the world. Ye tumhara personal match nahi. This is World Cup. This is not your. This is India's stake, you know. This is world's stake. When you see Karna, Arjuna, don't see Karna as your competitor only. You see Karna as loyal. But loyal to a wrong person, which is not good. His loyal principle is good, loyal, but to a wrong person. So all these wrong persons have come on one side. So don't think it's your personal fight. It is fight against a dharma. So when you win, you are not winning. Dharma is winning. So when Krishna spoke those knowledge to him, actually Arjuna initially was very confused. But then It is mentioned that he gave all the reasons not to fight. He became confused. And then he did one good thing. He said, Krishna, you are my guru. He accepted Krishna as guru. And then his problem was half solved. A problem is half solved when you admit your problem. And you take help. So therefore in our life, for this seeker and for achiever, we need help. Therefore we need guru in our life. The Bhagavad Gita says, Tadvidi pranipatena pariprashtena sevaya. Upadyakshanti te jnanam jnaninastratva darshina. Gita urges all of us to accept a bona fide spiritual master as our guide. One time one man, his printer was not working properly. So he saw the manual helpline number. So he called the helpline and said, Are, ye mara printer kaam nahi kar raha hai. To opposite person ne bola, kuch problem nahi, aap manual padho aur khud se repair karo. To he bola, Are, ye kya hai? Khud se repair karo. To usne bola, aapka boss kidhar hai? Aapke boss complaint kar rahe hai mujhe. Kaisa aap customer care karte hai? Usko bolte, khud hi repair karo. To usne bola, hamare boss ne aisa bola bolne ke liye aapko. So he was more shocked. हमारे बॉस ने बोला है कि जब कस्टमर अपने दिमाग लगा के जब रिपेयर करेगा तो समस्या को और बढ़ा देगा वो प्रॉब्लम छोटा था ना वो बढ़ जाएगा देन वी विल कम एंड चार्ज अ बिग सम एंड रिपेयर द कंप्रिंटर सिमिलरली व्हेन वी ट्राई टू फाइंड सॉल्यूशंस टू आवर प्रॉब्लम बाय आवर ओन सेल्फ व्हाट विल हैपन वी क्रिएट मोर बिगर प्रॉब्लम्स देयरफॉर वी नीड हेल्प Arjuna knew that. And Arjuna, on the chapter first only, he took that help. Second chapter, mein help ke liye. Hamara 18 chapter hone ke baad bhi help milte hain hum log. That is our problem. So therefore, we should take help from a person who is experienced and who can guide us in every walk of life. In this way, we can say that how Arjuna was the right example of harmony. Mam Anusmar and Yudhyacha. Mam Anusmar is contemplate, reflect on the teachings of Krishna. And Yudhyacha means to fight the battle of life. I'll end with a small story. Once a king, he wanted to coronate his prince as the next king. He sent the king, prince, for martial art trainings for 2 years in ashram of a guru in some forest. Martial art gurus. So for 2 years, the prince came back and everyone thought, abhi coronation ho jayega, chalo. He's trained. And the king said, My dear son, you are trained in martial arts. You are now fit to be king. But I still want you to give more training to you. And your training is now you have to go to the forest. Are, abhi to forest hai. Again go to forest. And go to forest and stay for 1 year. And come back and tell me what you heard. What you heard? Go and tell what you heard. So ek saal ho tha. बैठे रहा क्या क्या सुना सब रिकॉर्ड करके ऑफिस आके बोला व्हाट डिड यू हियर ओ आई हर्ड द बर्ड्स चर्पिंग ओ आई हर्ड द विंड्स रमलिंग व्हाट एल्स यू हर्ड व्हाट एल्स यू हर्ड इतना ही सुना मैंने गो अगेन फॉर वन मोर ईयर एंड लेट मी नो व्हाट यू हर्ड सो ही अगेन वेंट केम बैक ओ आई हर्ड द हनी बीज दे वर नो buzzing and I heard the rains, you know, making, they were falling down the drops. What else you heard? Go back. I want you to hear that which you have never heard before. What is that? You go and check out. So again he went. And after 1 year he came back and he asked, Father asked, so what you heard? I truly heard which I never heard. I heard the unheard. I heard how when a lion and his cubs, they were coming together, they were loving each other, that sound of love I heard. And then how I saw when a honeybee was sitting on the nectar, on a flower to seek nectar, the sound of his happiness I was hearing. And then I saw a flower blooming, and the sound of the flower's joy in blooming, that I heard. And the king said, now you are qualified. You have become a seeker. And previously I trained you as an achiever. Achiever in martial arts and seeker in hearing that which is unheard. And now you are fit to be a leader and lead everyone.
So with that, we end here. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So we would like to thank His Grace Baldev Prabhu for His wonderful presentation by loudly chanting. So just a couple of quick announcements. We also like to welcome our guest for today's prerna, Dr. Gaurav Kansara. He is a warden at Cooper Medical College. I'd like to welcome him by loudly chanting Hari Bol. And a few announcements. So the next Prerna Festival will be on the 24th March. And the speaker will be His Grace Gauranga Prabhu. And the topic will be announced soon. Also, there's a stall downstairs.